Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. We're going to start the video. There's a countdown. Okay, and we're ready. Put up the study and we're ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. And today's a Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, bless this reading in Yeshua's name. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you that you send down your Holy Spirit in the midst of us today. Bless everyone today. Be with everyone today in a holy way. I give you the praise and honor, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
There's our website. There's our phone number in case you need it. And today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin. That's where we're at. Today is March 28, 2026. However, we're doing God's calendar. We're in the first month, Nisan, or Ha'aviv, day 8. Are you familiar with that? Yeah. It's Esther 3:7 says, this month, that is the month Nisan. And Exodus 13 says, this day came you out of the month Ha'aviv, or Abib in English, okay? We read the King James Version of the Bible in English. Last week, we did the New Year of God. Soon will be Passover, April 3rd, 2026, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's 4th through 10 of April. Today's topic is a good time for a new beginning. This last week was the New Year, so I thought we'd just do something like this today. There's only one beginning of the year and one end of the year. And you want to see where that's at? That's in Deuteronomy 11. It says, a land which Jehovah thy God cares for, the eyes of Jehovah thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Many other very important events happened on the first day, the first month. We're going to read some today. Here are a few beginnings. So about the beginning, Bereshit. Exodus 30. On the first day of the first month shall you set up the tabernacle or the tent of the congregation. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that is that the tabernacle was reared up. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hangings of the court gate. And Moses finished the work. You heard of Moses, right? Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of Yehovah, we say Yehovah in English, or Jehovah, filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeyings. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. So, you're through with the children of Israel and everything, right? For the cloud of Jehovah was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Okay, here's Genesis 8. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah, or Noach, removed from the tabernacle, removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. These are all beginnings. Here's Ezra. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Shariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amaziah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meroyaroth, the son of Zechariah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Pinkas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. You know who Aaron is, right? Okay. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, the Torah, we keep the Torah, which Jehovah, the Lord of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of Jehovah that was his God was upon him. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God Jehovah upon him. And Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Torah, the law of Jehovah, and to do it, and to teach Israel statutes and judgments. We keep all the statutes and judgments, that's right. And Ezra, this is Ezra 10, and they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. Remember that? I don't know if you remember reading Ezra. They all took strange wives. That was really bad. Here's Ezekiel. And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, and the word of Jehovah came to a lot of people. The word of Jehovah comes in a body form and talks to people. Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald and every shoulder was peeled. Yet had he no wages, nor his army for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore, thus said the Lord Jehovah, or Jehovah, behold, I will give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be for the wages of his army. And I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor wherewith he served against it, because they wrought for me, said the Lord Jehovah. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth. Amen. And I will give you the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am Jehovah, or Jehovah. Here's another beginning right here, the beginning of the barley harvest. Remember Ruth? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem, in the beginning of the barley harvest. So that's when they came there, and that was the beginning of the barley harvest in Jerusalem. Feast of Weeks, yeah. No. This is the barley harvest. Here's 2 Samuel. He delivered them into the hand of the Gershonites, and they hanged them in the hill there before Jehovah, and they fell all seven together and were put to death in the days of the harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of the barley harvest. This all happened in the beginning of the barley harvest. a good time to be new and come out and be separate. That's what we all are, separate from the world. By strength of hand, Jehovah brought us out from Egypt. And we weren't ever, we never lived in Egypt, but we came out from our last lives of sin, from the house of bondage. For us, our last life of sin. Same thing. Exodus 13. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Jehovah brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. No leavened bread be eaten. Amen. And you shall sow, and you shall show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Jehovah did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto you upon thine hand, and upon and a memorial between your eyes, that Jehovah's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand had Jehovah brought you out of Egypt. That's God. And it shall be when thy son asks you in time to come, saying, what is this? What are you doing? That you shall say unto him, by strength of hand, Jehovah brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. Children of Israel, they were not too good there. And it came to pass when Jehovah would hardly... They were terrible, right? And it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Jehovah slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man, the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to Jehovah all that opens the matrix, being males. But all the firstborn of my children I redeem. He receives back. And when your son shall ask you in time to come, saying, what mean these testimonies and statutes and judgments which Jehovah our God had commanded you? Then you shall say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and Jehovah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. That's God. And Jehovah showed us signs and wonders and great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. Remember when God destroyed the whole Egyptian army? I remember that, and Pharaoh. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. Amen. And Jehovah commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Jehovah our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Amen. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments for Jehovah our God, as he commanded us. And we keep God's commandments, you know. You can start off with the Ten Commandments and then go on. Always watch out for the mixed multitude that may try to join you. We always do that. Exodus 12. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. The mixed multitude, those are people that are not of Israel. Here's Numbers 11. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? They actually joined them, which is really bad. Here's Nehemiah 13. Now it came to pass when they had heard the law that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. We always have to do that. So we have to come out. The Bible says for us to come out. In Revelation, I heard, this is John saying, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Amen. So you have to separate yourselves from the world. Be born from above, born of the water and the Spirit, born again. A new person, you have to be a new person of God. And we'll explain that in a minute. Here's the Gospel of John. Yeshua said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." We all have to be born again, born from above. Yeshua answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Wow, that's amazing. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. So marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. And we're all born again here. Now we're going to talk about the new covenant, the New Testament. Who was the new covenant given to? And what is the new covenant, by the way? What is that? Well, let's see. Jeremiah 31:31. "Behold, the days come," or came in the past, said Jehovah, "that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And it's not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they, the people, broke, although I was a husband unto them, says Jehovah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel." That's, they're all going to be one. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, Jehovah, for they shall all know me, from the least unto the greatest of them, said Jehovah. I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." We thank God that God forgives our sins, don't you? And Paul quotes this too, Apostle Paul, you heard of him, right? He says in Hebrews 8:8, "Finding fault with them, the people, he said, Behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." He quotes it almost verbatim. He says, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. And God said, I regarded them not, said the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord." God says, I'm going to put his laws in our mind and write them in our hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Amen. "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord." You know why? "They shall all know me, from the least to the greatest." Amen. "I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I remember no more." We thank God that he forgives our sins, right? This is Paul to the Hebrews. He says, Yeshua is the mediator of the new covenant and the blood of the sprinkling, right? You know who Yeshua is, right? Exodus 24. "And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which Jehovah had made with you concerning these words." Amen. Same thing in Hebrews. Hebrews 10. "For by one offering he hath perfected forever, forever, them that are sanctified." Well, the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us. "For after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says Jehovah. I'll put my laws in their hearts and write their and in their minds why I write them." Amen. "And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." We thank God for that. We thank God, Father. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Now, where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. Right. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua." Amen. "By a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promised. Amen. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. One day the Lord's going to come back. He's going to crack open the skies. He's going to come back. For if we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. You can't sin presumptuously, willfully. You can't do that. Here's what you get if you do. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. You become an adversary of God. Wow, if you sin presumptuously. You know, he that despised Moses, Lord, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Remember that? But check this out. How much more, sore punishment, suppose you, shall he or she be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God and had counted the blood of the covenant wherewith you were sanctified, you count it an unholy thing, and you do despite to the Spirit of grace. That's pretty powerful, huh? Those words are really powerful. If we know him that had said, God says, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It's a scary thing to think of that. Did you know it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God? The God who created the whole universe and beyond, and who knows what else he created. So we need a new heart and a new spirit and a new creature. That's how we're supposed to be. Ezekiel 11, I will give them one heart, and I'll put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. Amen. Ezekiel 18 says, cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why would you die, O house of Israel? Here's Ezekiel 36. It says, a new heart also I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. A new man, a new woman. Paul to the Ephesians says, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man or the old woman, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's how you're supposed to be. And that you put on the new man, which is after Jehovah, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Paul to the Colossians says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, the new woman, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. That's what we do. Paul to the Corinthians, he says, therefore, if any man be in Messiah, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And Brother Peter steps in. He says, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, that means unfeigned love of the brethren, that's genuine love, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. How do you do that? Oh, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptibility by the word of Jehovah, which lives and abides forever. This is not a long study today, but I just wanted to go over some of these things. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of Jehovah, or Yehovah, endures forever. And this is the word whereby the gospel is preached unto you today. And amen. I thank God for that. Revelation 21 says, and he sat on the throne saying, this is Yeshua, he said, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, these words are true and faithful. These are true and faithful words. And we got some other new things here. We got New Jerusalem, New Heavens, and a New Earth. Where does it say that? How about Isaiah 65? The book of Isaiah says, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 66 says, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, said Jehovah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And Peter says again, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Amen. We got to be righteous before God, and that's keeping the commandments of God and doing what he says. Revelation 3 says, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I'll write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. Amen. Revelation again. John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. We will be changed, a new body, one day. That'd be nice, huh? Job 14 says, if a man dies, shall he live again? You heard of Job, right? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Even he knew that. We're going to be changed. Immortal, yes. Paul tells the Corinthians, behold, I will show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that means die, but we shall be changed. How is that going to happen? Oh, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, can't even twinkle that fast, at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah. And we shall be changed. It is very important to remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Jehovah brought you out from this place. For us, we were never in bondage in Egypt, but our last lives of sin, God took us out of that. And now we keep the commandments of God. So let's start a new beginning with the people of Jehovah. So in closing today, like I said earlier, soon April 3rd, 2026 is Passover. Unleavened Bread, 4th through 10th of April, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Wow. And that's it for today. It's a quick study, and I thank God we can all be here. May God bless you all today. May God always be with you. May the Spirit of God always be with you and guide you in your lives. May God heal everyone, strengthen everyone in Yeshua's name. We thank you again for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you again for eternal life, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless everybody. Shabbat Shalom. Anybody have any comments, you can come up. I'm going to stop the video.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for the study. Time for a new beginning.